Okay, welcome everyone. The time is 5:32 and I'd like to call this meeting of the Midlothian Board of Trustees special meeting tonight to order. We are here at the Ag Barn and this meeting has been duly called under section 551 of the Texas Government Code. And we will be having our team of eight training tonight by Ms. Holly Teague. And I would like to ask someone, Mr. Harrison, where'd he go? We're missing one. But anyway, I would like to say too, I'm doing this by memory, y'all. I didn't bring my cheat sheet, but there is a quorum of board members present. Mm-hmm. Eddie, would you mind saying the invocation for
us?
Thanks.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your grace, mercy, and love that is given to us truly, Father. Father, we pray for this time that we get to be together as a team of eight. We pray that this is a good time of learning for us and just a time to sharpen each other's sword. Heavenly Father, any decisions that are made today, Heavenly Father, we ask you that they be made in the best interest of our students. We pray a hedge of protection over our teachers, our students, our staff. And Father, just be with us throughout this meeting. We ask you all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right. I'm going to turn it over to you, Ms. Holly.
Hi, y'all. It's really good to see your faces again. Are y'all ready for this?
Yes.
We don't have any public comment. Do we need to do pledges?
Just want to make sure. Yes.
Is there a flag out in the...
I guess I could pull a flag up on our phone. Or Holly, you got a flag.
There you
YouTube
go.
Flag.
Yeah, there
you
go.
Which flag?
Yeah.
Yeah. UT, is that what you're
saying? Oh, no.
Negative.
An MISD flag? No, that.
Yeah. There you go.
Do the MISD flag?
I pledge allegiance to the MISD.
Yeah.
One district. Under Holly.
Oh, there we go. Holly's got one up. Okay, let's stand and we'll say the pledge, too.
Are y'all okay with that?
Yes. Yes.
Wait, where is it?
Down on your bottom left.
Oh.
Below the screen. There you go. On your laptop.
It's on your laptop.
Yeah, we can just use the laptop. That's fine.
Okay.
Perfect.
Ready?
We're going to make do tonight. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I know. It's close. Sorry, Holly. There you go.
All right.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
How did she get this to go down? Oh, y'all, maybe I'm going to be okay.
You're going to be fine.
I want that.
I want to
get rid of this.
Do that.
New eggs. Oh, no. It's going to be a beat of me here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Training and you have a task that you're going to have to do. So you can put everything that you have, you can just fold it together. You're not going to need it right now. And so you know, put her at their assignments.
You know what?
What?
Can I interject for one moment?
Of course.
We have to do public comment first. Did we have any public comment?
We don't have any.
Oh, good. Okay.
Sorry.
I just want to make sure. I didn't get anything, but I wanted to make sure. Okay. Move forward. Sorry about that. My bad.
So you have a task, and here it is. What is on this piece of paper you have to follow, but it's not everything you have to do. So we're going to go out there. We have eight students that have their pigs, He picked pigs.
I did not.
She picked pigs.
Well,
okay, I
feel like that would be a little easier than the
sheep. They're so cute. They're cute.
It is okay.
Yeah.
Y'all don't know the YouTube videos I have looked at now about pigs and FFA. And I had even a girl who's a freshman come to my house, and I interviewed her about pigs.
That's awesome.
Showing pigs. So we're going to go out there. I have your names. I have seven names. Your name, you're going to be the last one. Whoever is left, you're going to be last.
Okay.
So I'm going to have the kids pick one. And so look at your sheet. You're going to, we're going to draw names. You're going to go out there. You're going to meet your person and meet your pig. You're going to learn from your partner. 15 minutes to learn from your partner. Whatever it is that they want, whatever you want to ask. You're going to practice in the ring, showing your pig.
Okay.
This is so fun.
And then you're going to have to show your pig.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we're going to clean up. You're going to eat. And
the
then
pig?
We're going to eat the pig. Chicken.
Tastes like chicken.
You're going to clean up, you're going to eat, and then I have a test for you.
Okay.
Love it.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Awesome. Yeah, hard test.
Uh-oh.
I taught first grade, so it's a hard test.
Okay, you can take this
hard test. Yeah, you can take it. Okay. You don't need to take anything else with you.
Okay.
So we're going to go outside and find our friends.
All right.
Yeah, I was just saying, when you get old, simple things make you happy.
Okay,
I love
so
that.
We're going to have the kids stay with us for this first one.
Oh, sorry.
My bad.
I already told you this in the ride.
Yes.
So here we go. We're going to debrief. Teamwork. Definition of teamwork is the combined actions of a group of people, because you guys, you're a group, working together effectively to achieve a goal. And today's goal was to be able to independently show a pig. And what do y'all
Woo!
Think? So, we have some questions. Ah, I don't want that question up yet. Okay. Well, I'll ask you this one. Did you all pursue any options other than what was given on your sheet?
No.
Did you need help from anybody else? You pretty much stayed what was on your sheet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
that's what you told us to do.
No, I told you that the bare minimum is you had to follow what was on the sheet. You could have done anything other than, I mean, if you wanted to care, you could have done anything you wanted to.
We say it now.
Well, y'all are real followers.
Yes, we are.
So the question that I'm going to ask you is, what did you learn? And so we're going to go around, and you're going to tell one thing that you learned, but you, when it goes to the next, you can't repeat what they said. So, Dr. Belling, I'm going to start with you.
That my performance is not a reflection of my instructor. Well, I'll let her introduce herself because she's a legend.
She's magnificent.
She's in everything. So.
All right. Hi, y'all. My name is Kidley Berry. I'm a junior at Midlothian Heritage. I serve as a Blackland District Officer as well as a chapter officer. I'm also a cheerleader, varsity cheerleader.
And she doesn't have anything to do with
No.
So how long have you been doing ag and FFA?
This has actually been since the second semester of my freshman year. So I grew up as a non-traditional agriculturist. I knew nothing about FFA until that second semester of my freshman year, and it has grown my knowledge of leadership and communication so much that it has definitely like built my character as to who I am today.
Awesome. Love that.
Now you know why I had her introduce herself.
So, Gary, what did you learn?
I learned that my pig is just as stubborn as me.
I'm going to let y'all go around once if you want to do that, but then the second time around, you're going to have to give me some facts, okay?
Okay.
But you don't, y'all don't have to until we get to the second time. Mm-hmm. Would you please introduce your coach?
Cody, the man right here.
Cody, coach. I'm a senior at Middleton Heritage High School. I show pigs. I'm in ag mechanics as well, so I show like projects we build. And I'm about to pursue a career in EMT.
Wow.
All right.
And are you the one that has 7 pigs now?
No.
Who has 7 pigs?
No,
you have y'all two.
I have two.
You have two?
Yeah. His pigs are cool.
Two.
Mr.
Gonzalez.
Yeah,
they have the truth.
So,
who was your coach?
Addison.
Addison.
She is an 11th grader at Middleton High School.
Okay. What'd you learn?
And I walked in with zero background knowledge. I've never done this before.
Yeah.
It's a totally new experience.
The one next to the girl.
So there was a lot of me asking questions. There was a lot of listening, and anything she said, I did my best to do.
And I saw you taking notes on your phone.
Oh. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
He taught me all the different breeds of pigs.
Well, you have to wait till it's your turn again. Because one of them may want to talk about
it. You're going to watch that. I didn't say that.
She's going to put your name on the board.
It's Harrison.
The jury will not listen.
Yeah. Tell us who your coach was and one thing you learned.
Luke McAdams.
Logan.
That's what I said. I just pronounced words wrong. Okay. Don't correct me, boy. I got first place.
Yeah.
And he introduced me to the pig five, and I got an idea of how to brush them down, wipe them down, and also everything, all my success is due to him.
Yeah.
I couldn't have done it with him. And he is a great, he's 8th grader.
Yes,
sir. Yeah.
8th grader.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
Very cool. And this is first year in ag.
There were some bystanders watching, and several watching you with your pig said that you were probably going to win the showmanship. I don't know why. I mean,
I said the same thing.
I really don't know why, but
that's because of him.
Perfect.
We wear boots.
Miss Toby.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So my coach was Savannah.
Okay.
And Savannah taught me that the pig that we showed was a mixed. They call them calicos or Cheetos. Is that right? Cheeto pigs, and it's because they're all different breeds have been bred together. It's the most common, right? And it's because you can pretty much produce kind of whatever you want by crossbreeding them.
One thing.
Oh, sorry. Okay, fine.
Good. Don't show us up.
Sorry. Hey, some of y'all act like I should know it all, and I don't. Savannah knew it all, and she just shared with me. So, Savannah, introduce yourself for us.
I'm Savannah Briggs. I'm a sophomore at Heritage High School. I've been in ag since my 8th grade year, and I did have 4 pigs, I have 3 now. I'll be going to all the majors this year, and I do ag mechanics, and I go to all the majors with that too.
Awesome.
I'm in speaking, and pretty much any event you can think of in ag, so it's really shaped me into the person I am.
That's awesome.
And we won't ask right now why she had 4 and she only has 3.
Yeah.
We won't, you can tell that.
Well, they just went to San Antonio, and they don't come home from San Antonio. They stay with the trucks.
Did you take your least favorite one down there?
Well, he was pretty mean.
Nice matters.
Yeah. Mr. Dillo, tell us who your coach was and what you learned.
I learned that I have the best pig coach ever. Hannah was my pig coach, and we had the most stubborn pig. We had Rooster. And if you ever watched the movie, you know how Rooster was.
Yeah.
Rooster went where he wanted to go and did what he wanted to do, but we worked him, right? We worked that pig good. I really enjoyed your help. I really enjoyed working with your pig. It was a great pig. Thank you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Hannah Blankenship. I've been in Midlothian FFA since my freshman year. I've been a chapter officer for the last 3 years. I was a Blackland District officer like Kinley for 1 year. Ag's definitely my favorite thing that I've ever done. It's meant a lot to me, and it's definitely helped me a lot as a person, so I love it. Yay.
Yeah, thank you. Good job.
Tell us who your coach was and what did you learn.
Are you the baby of this group?
Yeah, me and him.
Okay. Because I'm like, okay. So, Miss Karen was my coach. She is 6th grade, y'all.
Wow.
And I was thoroughly impressed by everything. But I have a fun fact.
Okay, tell
that pigs get purple shampoo.
Nice.
Why? It's
for their white.
Like shine blonde.
Yes.
And blonde
just like if
it, so just
like
just
the, your hair dye, it makes them whiter, it makes them brighter, it makes them cleaner, shinier, it makes your eyes more attractive, it makes the judge want to look at your pet.
I know.
That's
nice.
Nice.
I know.
People,
we talked a lot.
What's the soap that pigs use?
Mane-a-tail. Yeah, Mane and Tail. People use Mane.
Mane and Tail. Yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
Wow.
Yeah.
I
okay.
Use Mane.
All right, Miss Taryn, tell us a little bit.
We know
Walnut Grove.
My name's Taryn Pace. I'm in sixth grade. I go to Walnut Grove. This is my second year showing.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. You want to go to Tarleton?
Oh yeah. I want to go to Tarleton for. Agricultural science.
Agricultural science.
That's it. What do you want to do after you graduate from Charleston?
I want to like work for like a breeder, like be like a vet assistant.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Some of them may have said what you're going to say.
No, they didn't.
Oh, good.
Okay. So I'll let my brothers introduce themselves. Tell us.
I'm Cam Anderson. I'm in eighth grade. I've been showing for 7 years.
Whoa.
And I'll go to Dietrich Middle School.
My name's Cook Anderson. I've been showing for 8 years. I'm a senior at MHS.
Oh.
And I compete in ag mechanics also. So we built a smoker trailer this year.
Yeah.
I'm taking it to San Antonio on Friday.
Chapter present.
I'm also the Middle of NFA chapter.
Very nice.
And wait, Mikey didn't get introduced.
Well,
or who will? There's
well,
a couple.
We have someone else.
Yes. Oh, that's
team
right.
Nine.
Oh, good.
Lane
put
team nine.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Lane was my coach, and I learned that as easy as he made it sound, it was not near as easy when I had people in practice. Okay, so now we're going to go around.
Oh, that's right.
First of all, my coaches were awesome. They know a lot about what they know what they're talking about, and what's very impressive to me is all of these young people here. Is when I go somewhere, let's to a restaurant or something. I mean, I'll have 20-year-old people that serve that don't know how to have a conversation, and
mm-hmm.
all of these
yeah.
young people knew how to have a conversation. They spoke clearly and concisely. And that's just everything to me is to be
great
able to
point.
Just have a conversation.
Great point. Great point.
You know,
yeah.
So well
yes.
done, everybody in here.
Because yeah.
Somebody that's trying to help you that has no personality is not fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not. And all of these people had personality and wisdom in what they're doing. So that was awesome. So my fun fact is
okay.
that they have a sun tanner. In
oh.
here for these pigs.
Mm-hmm. I had that down.
Yes, for all your dark beet breeds, so like
yeah.
your Birch, your Hamps, your Dark
yeah.
Crosses, your Polands, your Spots, we can put them in the tanner out there, and that helps to darken their skin to not give them an ashy look. You want them to be like purely black, pretty, and
so they look like a pork skin,
yeah.
like a hot pork skin.
Like the
that way, when
yeah.
they're
like
here
what?
In their tanning beds,
oh, okay.
yeah.
and you put sunscreen on the white parts, right?
Yes.
So they don't taint.
So that they don't burn.
Yes.
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 Okay.
Purple shampoo.
Too. That's
no, not on the dog. You wouldn't be
yeah, see, you do
on
baby
dog.
Oil.
No, I'm talking about the white one.
It attracts it to the black, and you sunscreen the white. So I had a white belted pig that had this huge white belt, and then the whole neck and head
yeah.
was black, and the whole bottom half was
yeah.
black.
Oh,
and so
wow.
basically you do oil up all the black parts, and you sunscreen all the white parts, including their legs.
Wow. Okay.
That's cool.
Do they sit still when you do that?
No.
What I figured out is while they're eating, they'll let you do
yeah,
pretty much
sure.
anything.
Yeah,
that's
true. Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
I'm going to go around and I'm going to ask you questions now.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, no.
Is this our test?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What was that thing called that you were, the long thing? What was that called?
Other than a stick?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You had it. Don't say you had it.
A whip?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, and my coach kept saying, hit him harder.
Mine was too. And I was like, I hit him.
So when you go out there, what are you looking at? What are the judges looking at with the head?
That it's up.
That it has one.
Sorry.
It was on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah, it was. Right?
I didn't know your tongue was on the table. I'm so sorry. I thought it was just open.
No, she knew it, though. She knew it. She knew it.
Because it's better presentation.
Do you want to add to that, Ms. Howie?
They said it makes their back look broader.
Okay.
It makes them look at their back. I don't know. That's what Savannah said.
Well, she
right?
Would know.
So, Mr. Gonzalez,
yes.
How do you determine how much food and how do you determine what to feed your animal?
When we got to the pen, mm-hmm. Addison did a great job of showing me those 2 pints. Of the feed, uh-huh. And those 2 other supplements, those 2 pints, a cup, and then 1/4 of a cup. And then these supplements kind of soften their muscles, help them grow. So she did a great job explaining. She also had me, you know, provide water, these really unique devices. They look homemade. It's a pipe.
They learned in ag mechanics, right?
Yeah. I thought it was the coolest thing because the pig has, you know, just go up and they drink. I did make a mistake when I was feeding. I should have put it in faster because the pig put its head down and feed landed on its head. But they all started squealing when they found out it was feed time.
Yeah.
We heard.
My kids do the same thing.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Harrison, and I don't know if you were told this or not, but there are... on the head, there are 2 types of pigs. It has to do with their ears. Do you know what one of those types might be?
Yes. Logan told me all about this.
Okay, tell us.
And one type their ears go down and one type their ears go up.
Good job. Woo!
Yes. And it's called down ear, right?
Yes.
Down ear. And it can be erect.
Erect. Up ear or erect ear. Okay. Is it either up or erect? Either one, but y'all like to call it erect ear.
Yes.
Okay.
And the ones with the ears are down are more aerodynamic, so they can walk faster.
I told them about the how it's kind of more often where down ear pigs are more aggressive or
more stubborn.
Salty.
Yeah. Does he have salt? Erect. Yes.
Well, he was pretty stubborn.
It's just
his name salty.
So this is
kind of being salty.
I don't know. So, you with your quip, you're either hitting it in the front or hitting them in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you hit them in the front, what's the point of that?
To direct them.
Yes.
And you're supposed to hit them under the chin.
Yeah. Yes. So, I'm not going to ask Mr. Dillis. Does anyone know why you might hit them in the back?
Make them go faster.
Yeah.
Yes.
I learned that. It's kind of like a car. The back is the speed of how fast you're going, and the front is like a steering
direction.
Wheel. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And sometimes if you want to slow them down, you hit them like kind of on the top of their head, and that makes their head drop.
Okay.
So then they slow down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Dillo, when you're in the ring, What do you have to think about with the judges? How do you treat the judges?
You treat them with respect. You want to keep your eyes so they can see that you have their attention, that you're looking at them, and that you have control of your pig, and you're always looking at them so they know that you are looking for them in case they ask a question or whatever they want, that they have your attention, and that you work that back and forth the best you can, keeping your pig going and keeping, you know, looking at them.
So if the judges go to a corner, why are they going to a corner?
He's asking for a friend.
So, why? Why are they going?
Telephone.
At first, I thought they were judging.
Uh-huh.
Is what I thought.
Yeah.
And then I thought, they're doing this on purpose. So I need to make myself like go in front of them and get their attention.
Yeah.
But it took me a few minutes to catch on to that. I'm like, oh, they're doing that on purpose.
Yeah.
I thought they were just trying to get away from my pig.
Okay, so when the pigs go in the ring, are they judged one at a time?
No.
How How are they judged?
Well, by their, what about this? I'm going to try to guess. By their own, them, right?
Yeah.
And how they're presenting them.
Yeah.
They're not.
So right. They're all in there at the same time.
Yeah.
Group.
I don't know the answer to this, so I'm asking, do you know when they're being judged, how many they'll let in at a time?
One.
Yeah.
They'll let in one at a time.
Well, they let in one at a time, but how many,
like how
in the ring
it,
at a time?
It ranges.
It depends. It depends.
Our one shows, we have maybe 11, 12, and then at majors you have
up
50,
60,
40.
Yeah, I had 58 in my classes.
So yeah. Okay, you said a point show. Did any of y'all talk to them about what a point show was?
Point show is a local show we do here at the Ag Barn. Anyone can come and watch. And only the Lothian FFA kids can participate in it. So everyone in the barn just comes to it. I mean, it's convenient. You don't have to haul pigs anywhere. You just do it right here.
And it's mainly kind of formative for you all to learn what's going to, how you're going to be judged at a major, right?
Yeah, so it's like practice. We have the judges that come in and then they place us, but only the first and second of the classes get to know their placings.
Yeah.
The rest of them, they get tallied down on like sheets of paper, and all of those are points. We get a certain amount of points per place we get.
Okay.
And at the end of the year at our banquet, they get all like added up, and we get prizes for whoever has the most points.
Cool. Oh. Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Speaking of, March 2nd is our tune-up show.
I know.
So if you would like to come join that, we will have a live auction, a silent auction, a cake, cookie, and salsa contest.
Whoa.
And then Ag Mech is also doing an Ag Mech build-off, so you'll be able to see MHS and Heritage Kids doing a build-off. And so, like, it's an extra little spend based off of what our point shows are. But there's an adult showmanship section.
Oh, they're
so
ready.
So if all of you would like to come and show your showmanship skills.
Oh, here we go.
It's a $5
or something for that contest if we
yes.
want to do the show.
If you
okay.
enter the
cake,
cookie, and salsa contest, you just have to make one that goes in the silent auction
and
for people to bid on, and then one for them to
okay.
taste.
Okay.
So, Peter, would you send out,
yes.
get that information and send it out to them?
Perfect.
I've run out of questions.
Oh.
Is there anything?
I've run out of answers.
Y'all, think of something. Okay, yeah.
Can you name the different breeds?
Oh.
You know, you don't mention how many.
I mean,
we can go around. I mean, like, I know, like, several breeds.
Okay.
Can you name one breed?
Yes.
Okay.
They're
next.
All. Yeah, that's the
one.
They're
all. Yeah.
Those
they're
are
all.
The red picks
that are
yes.
hands down.
Yes.
They're
yes.
down.
Yes.
Down.
What's
okay.
the
down?
Yes. I'm going to go with Chester.
I had a hamp.
Yo.
A ham?
And
ham.
Hamp. H-A-M-P.
Okay.
And his erect ears, up ears.
Yeah, Chester had down ears.
Okay.
Black and white,
Durlock.
8 months old.
Yeah.
Durlock. Durlock.
Yeah.
Durlock.
Yeah.
Nope.
Durlock.
Yeah,
just say it louder.
Cross.
Dark cross.
Dark cross.
Cross. Dark cross.
Yes.
Black and white. The black and white.
That's
the other one I had, the dark cross.
Okay, what did I have?
You guys are off, but you already said I was
trying to. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tammy, do you remember?
I had a cross, a mix, right?
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
Do you know a breed of pig?
Mine was a Top Gun.
Top Gun.
A Top Gun?
Is that real?
No. But it was named Rooster. It was named Rooster.
Yeah.
So it's a Top Gun pig.
I believe in it.
I
had me believe
it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
York?
Yes.
Yeah.
York is good. There you go. Good.
Do you remember name?
I had a Blue Butt.
Blue butt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
yes.
what
yeah.
Okay.
What was yours, Thea?
Mine's a Duroc.
Duroc.
A what?
Yeah.
Duroc. Duroc.
So, do you guys have anything that you want to, that you think that they need to know, parting wisdom to the school board and your superintendent? Yes, ma'am.
Well, this is like a question.
Okay.
What kind of pigs go to the, like, what kind of pigs do you, like, want to go back to the breeders, like, so they can, like, be bred, or, and what do you want to go to the truck?
What if, like, bigger names?
Like, do you want to, like,
I think I know this, but I'm not going to say it.
I definitely know it.
Uh-oh,
let's go.
Okay,
females, you want to go back to the breeders.
Yes.
The,
what
are they called?
Yes.
Sow.
It starts with a G.
Oh,
Gil.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I was like, I didn't know that. What's the boy?
B. Starts with a B.
Oh.
Brutus. No. Bro. Yeah,
Barrow.
That's my name. Barrow.
Okay, I was thinking yeah. Barrow, but know, that's volleyball.
Do you know the difference between a gilt and a sow, though?
Oh.
Oh, yes. A gilt has not had any babies.
Babies
and a sow has.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and we talked about Barron. Barron?
Hey, can we take a quick picture with them? Is that okay?
Yes. Barron?
Okay, cool.
But I would like to.
And Boars.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Barron and then Boars. Okay.
Come around
okay.
The back
okay. So then we can get with our.
Come on, Dina.
Oh, no, we were talking like crazy. It was a lot of information.
Guys, so if you have not been to an FFA banquet, you need to go.
Yeah.
It's one of the most organized, best things I've ever seen.
Do you want to set it outside and be in front of the pen?
I think that would be great.
Oh, what are we doing?
Okay. We're going to.
Let me take one this way, real quick.
Okay.
Okay.
Are y'all ready? I don't have my glasses on, so it's
blurry. Yay.
You want mine?
We can real okay. Quickly, let's just go out to yeah. The, so okay. That you can get a really good
oh, yeah.
Okay.
Classroom
okay.
Set.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
guys. Sorry. Okay.
You might take more time.